There are just rumors of legends. It is said that the people from the boat felt heavy here. I do not understand that. And it is said that they felt very faint. They could not figure out the 56. The legend of Star Crush, Moon for some reason. They made a lot of significance about the moon. They talked like it was something very unique. To me, the moon, she is the most beautiful one. But the old ones said things about the moon being so big. And earlier legends say they were amazed to see the moon. It also affected the women. They said that the moon was different. Some of the stories we tell children, you will notice they have no doubt been embroidered. But they say that where the old ones came from, they did not have a moon. Then when they landed here, they thought the moon was another earth, until they looked at it and realized that she is very beautiful. They saw that the earth is the mother and the moon is special. And so they were glad that they had come to earth and not to the moon. It is said in the legends, particularly the ones we tell children, that the old ones were amazed at the strength of the sun. They thought that the sun was like a strong warrior, very bold. They said that the sun was so bright, there was so much light here. They felt that the earth was a fair place. D. Maybe this was why the plants grew differently. B. Why would that be? The light is light. D. Some people think that the sun and light affect the growing of the plants. B. It makes them green, it makes them grow. I do not know why it would change things. I think that is just a legend. You have legends too, I see. D. Oh yes, everyone has legends and stories. B. You have to be careful. Sometimes if you believe them too much, you can be misled. D. Oh his. That's why I like to hear other people's stories and see how we are alike or different. But it is true, you have to be careful not to believe too much. Treat it as a story. Did they have any legends of lights? B. I'm not sure. They said that the earth was a fair place, much light. D. What doy a people use whenever it gets dark? Do you have any way of making light? B. Yes, we have lamps. Sometimes we use fat from animals that I have hunted. Sometimes we use some plants that, when you press them, a clear liquid comes out, like melted fat. And it burns somewhat. But usually we go to sleep when it gets dark. The legend of the old ones, 57, D. Andy who also have their fires that make light. Are there any legends of the old ones using something different to make a light? B. They did not need the light like we do. It is said that the old ones could see very well in the dark. When they did need light, they would have a lamp, but it did not use what we use. It is said that the lamp was like the pot that cooks without a fire, but that is just legend. If that were true, life would be very easy. It was said that some of the old ones could kill an animal from beyond bowshot distance. D. How do they do that? B. This will sound funny, but this is what the legend says. They felt that since the sun was such a strong warrior, they would have the sun help them to hunt and use the sun's spear to kill the animal. So they made a wondrous device that would borrow the sun's spear. And they would throw the sun's spear toward an animal. If there was nothing standing in the way, the animal would be killed and there would be a small hole where the spear had entered. She made motions with her hands, showing a hole about the size of the tip of her finger. Apparently the sun's spear was very hot like the sun, and the meat would be partially cooked around that hole. And they would alter the sun's spear, or they would use the sun's rays to cook the meat or dry it. They were very amazed at how strong the sun is. D. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could hunt that way? B. Perhaps, but then I might be too far away to apologize properly. D. They had many wonderful things. Beauty U said the wise man tells these legends all night sometimes. B. And more, yes. D. Do you mind telling them to me? B. I do not mind. Sometimes it is difficult for me to remember them. I do not usually tell them, I just listen. The ones who tell them, they remember them better. D. Beauty oofed them so many times they are in your memory. B. I am skipping a lot though, I feel. We do not know all the story ourselves. Sometimes there seems to be gaps. Perhaps a wise man died before he passed it on. We remember what we can. But that is why the wise man tries to keep it accurate, so there will not be more gaps. Proudly. We survived. We are the people. Chapter 5, The First People. A strange phenomena occurs when I am time traveling and conversing with people living in the past. The personality of the person the information is coming through totally disappears. They have no memories other than those of the revived entity who lived hundreds, and in this case, thousands of years ago. I have observed this switching occur many times. Thus I had to speak to Duan in a way he would understand so I could gain his confidence. This was the only way I could obtain information about the legends. He did not seem to be suspicious, but I always feel that having the trust of the entity is essential in these regressions. D. Don't remember talking to me about your legends? B. Yes, I do. You are like a child, you do not know them. D. I have a lot of curiosity, and one of the jobs I have been given is to record the history of your people. B. To record? How do you mean? D. Well, do you know what writing is? B. The wise man does it. D. It is a job I have been given, to write down the story and the legends. B. Will you be able to remember all this and write it down? D. That's why I was given the job, because I can remember. Everyone has their job, that's why I ask you so many questions. They don't want the history to be lost. 58, The First People. 59, B. No, this history, the legends must not be lost. The knowledge must be passed down. D. That's what I was told since he told me that legends were recited during the festivals. I thought that would be a good place to start. I could have him relive the actual ceremony, but he said they were very long, often going on all night. It could be done, but he would have to repeat verbatim everything he was hearing. I chose to rely on his memories of the stories. They should be fairly accurate if he had heard them all his life. D. When the night is the longest and you have a ceremony, what part of the legends does the wise man tell you at that time? B. On the night that is the longest we gather together and he tells us the legends of the journey of the people. D. Can you tell me parts of it? B. There are two or three different reasons given as to why the old ones had to leave their earth and cross the void. Some say that their people had been out of harmony with the earth for so long that their earth was dying and they had to leave. Some say that their sun was out of harmony and was dying. And there is an other set of legends that say they were part of a large people and the old ones made them angry and had to leave. Either way they left in their ship. D. Maybe they were out part of the reason. B. Perhaps. They built their ship out of metal. Most extravagant and it does not float well. D. No. It doesn't. They must have had secrets. B. Of course. The old ones are synonymous with secrets. They left in their ship and traveled across the void. I have gotten the feeling from listening to the legends that they were not planning on coming here. D. It was by accident. B. Yes. Their ship was damaged. I guess it was going to sink. And they landed here in the valley, though the legends say they crashed. D. You don't know where they were going when they happened to come here? B. No, I do not know. And they could not travel further. After traveling across the void they were very travel weary. They wanted, 60, the legend of Star Crush, to stop and rest, perhaps fix their ship and then continue their journey. They stopped for a space of time. I do not know how many seasons. That part has been lost. But after that space of time some legends say that they were so tired and so many were ill they did not want to travel on. They wanted to stay here on the earth. And the legends say they had forgotten how to travel. D. Maybe so much time had gone by. B. Perhaps. And so they stayed and gradually. C. When they first came here they were out of harmony with the earth, and it took a long time. D. What or mean? B. Well. They were out of harmony. It seemed like the song of their lives, the song of their bodies, was not fitting in with the song of the earth. Consequently, very few babies were born. Their crops did not grow well for they did not know how to sing in harmony with the earth. But the earth, she was patient and she kept working with them. And she gradually shaped the songs of their lives and the songs of their crops to where it was in harmony with the song of the earth. D. That's beautiful. Did those people live a long time in those days or did many die during this? B. They felt very ill for a long time because they were not in harmony with the earth. They did things out of harmony. They did things at night and stayed inside in the day, for they said the sun was too bright. Apparently they would feel ill whenever they were in the sun. They said it was too strong. It was beating them down to the earth. Apparently they could see well at night. And besides, they said the moon was so very bright. They were so amazed at the moon. They had not seen the like before. They were always exclaiming on her beauty. She is very beautiful. She will be shining tonight. D. O. There will be a full moon tonight? B. No, it is not full moon. 3/4. The full moon was about 4 nights ago, but she is very beautiful. The old ones used to study her like I would study animals. It is said that they had magic eyes. They could look at her face and see it very closely. It is said that some old ones saw that other old ones had well. This is what the legend, the first people, D, B, D, B, D, B, says. It does not make sense, but it is said that sometimes when the old ones looked at the moon with their magic eyes, they could see that another group of old ones, who were not of them, had visited her, had camped there in the moon. I do not know how they did this. This is what the legends say. But then, most legends do not make sense anyhow. But they're interesting. Did they have any way of talking to them? I do not know. I think that the other old ones were not there at the time, but had left behind signs that they had been there. Some of the legends say now I do not know where they could have come from for this to be true, but some of the legends say that where they came from when they started their journey, there was no moon. Now, the moon is the ear for all to see. She is very beautiful. She has helped me many times. Maybe where they camp from, they couldn't see it. Well, some of the things passed down in the legends say that when they started their journey there was no moon, and they kept the seasons of the year by the position of the sun and stars. When they came here, according to the legends, they were very worshipful towards the moon because she makes it so much easier to keep the seasons in their proper places. The legend says they lived a lot longer than what we do now. But that is all right. We have a full span of years. They gradually came in harmony with the earth and learned to grow the crops and learned the habits of their little brothers and sisters, the plants and the animals. They learned to be in harmony with them so that they could live. And they had children, and their children had children and so on and so forth, and we are descended from them. And that's how I began. Is there anything in your legends of Fanyon else ever coming into the valley? No. The legends say that when the old ones first came here there were another people here in the valley. Not very numerous, but a few. I was wondering about this problem of genetics. Maybe this was the answer. 62. The legend of Star Crush. D. What type of people were those? B. From what the legends say they looked pretty much the way I look. D. Oh, I thought how you meant that when the old ones came to this valley, there was no one there. They were all alone. B. They were very few but they were the only people. We are the only ones, there are no other people. D. The people who were there when the old ones crashed, what type of houses did they live in? Do the legends say? B. No. The legends do not say. But they do say that they were in perfect harmony with the earth. And at first they were scared of the old ones. Since the old ones were not in harmony, it was painful for the first people to be close to the old ones. As the old ones came to be in better harmony, they started being able to mix more, to where finally they were living together as one people. D. I kept wondering about that. You told me that the old ones were very light, very fair and had a color of wheat, and that your people now were not that color. I could not understand that. It would be like the animals when they breed. They have the different colors. This could be the explanation. The original people were dark-haired like you are. Is that right? B. These people that were here, yes. And they were also shorter than we are. D. Beauty, you don't have anything in the legend about how they lived? B. No, because our legends come from the old ones and the first people avoided the old ones. D. Do you think the old ones are the ones who discovered how to make the cloth? B. They knew how to make cloth, but the first ones knew how to make cloth too. So our cloth making comes from both groups. D. I guess between the two, the old ones and the first ones, they could have figured out how to make the material. Do you think the first ones taught them how to make clothes? B. No, they had clothes when they came. But the first ones did teach them about skins and leather. When the old ones' clothes were buried with them, the people started dressing like the first people. The way we dress is the way they dressed. D. Then the first people shared with the old ones. The first people, 63. B. Not at first, for it was too painful. D. They were afraid? B. They were not afraid, it was just painful. The old ones were not in harmony with the earth. And the first people were in perfect harmony with the earth, and the difference between was painful to the harmony. D. I suppose there must have been some types of food growing there. B. Some grains, a few vegetables. The old ones brought some food with them. Some of it would grow and some of it would not. And so, I imagine we have both types now. D. Do you know if any of the plants you have are the ones that the old ones brought? B. The old ones brought the plant that we weave cloth from. The legends say the old ones would design plants. They would make them grow like you would make a set of clothing. And this plant was made, not to eat, but to produce fibers for clothing. Incredulously, now, the plants grow as they grow. I do not understand it. But that is what the legend says. D. How could you make a plant the way you wanted? B. Perhaps the old ones had the power to alter the song of life. D. That would be an interest in Judea. What about any other plants that they might have brought with them? B. Some of our grains, it is said, they brought with them. Some of the grains the first ones had. And so, it is hard to say which is which. D. They might have mixed together. B. True. They may have. D. You say the ear was some kind of vegetables that were grown. I mean, roots and things like that. B. Yes. Most of those were brought by the old ones. D. What do they look like? B. I could tell you what they look like now. They may have changed like the animals did. One plant makes roots that can fit in the hand comfortably, and these roots are the color of the setting sun. They are good to eat. Another root is aloe and it has different flavors according to how ripe it is when you pick it. It is more of a round, 64. The legend of Star Crush, D, B, D, B, D, B, D, B, D, B, D, B, shape. The other one is pointed at the ends and kind of roundish in the middle. Is there anything else like that? None that I can remember. There are other things that we eat, but the legends do not say where in particular they come from. Some of the fruit trees, the seeds were said to have been brought. One in particular has a juicy, kind of yellowish fruit. It is sweet and has a large seed in the center. The farmers have to be very careful growing it, because it can be damaged by the cold very easily. They pamper those trees. Somehow the farmers do not let them grow very big, because they are able to stand the cold only if they are kept wrapped up. That is one of the farming secrets. I do not know. I am a hunter. One kind of fruit grows on a vine. It is long, a little bit pointed at the ends, and it has yellowish flesh with lots of seeds scattered throughout. It fits into the hand well. You just grab them when you are picking them. Another one is from a tree. It is a red-brown color and also has seeds scattered throughout the flesh. It is very good in late fall. Did either of those come from the old ones? We are not sure. Some of them grow out in the woods, but most of them are planted. Some of them may have spread to the woods in the olden days. Yes. Sometimes they mark an old home site. I thought maybe all the fear food came from the old ones. Oh no. Legends say most of it did. The people who were here mostly hunted. That is where I learned my hunting, for with them being in harmony with the earth they could hear the animals. The old ones could hear the animals as well, but it was too painful for the hunter. The animals would beg and plead and say, "Don't kill me." But I have told you this. Yes, you told me about that. You said that after a while the spirits changed it so they couldn't hear the animals anymore. Right. You do remember. Which was more merciful. For the hunter anyhow. The first people, 65, D. I know legends, Are there any important events that happened to the old ones after they came here? B. It was very important when they made contact with the people who were here already. If they had not made contact with the first people, they would have died. The first people helped the old ones to become in harmony with the earth. D. But they didn't try to hurt them. Did they? B. No, no. It was just that the old ones' songs were so out of harmony because their minds worked so differently, that it was painful for the first ones to be around them. Then they were able to alter their thinking to be in harmony with the earth so that they could work together, and learn how to live in harmony with the earth so that they could survive. D. You said that some of the first children that were born to the old ones didn't live or they had things wrong with them. Was it a long time before they finally had children that could survive? B. They kept trying to have children, and most of them would die or could not have children themselves. But a few of them were able to live and were normal and could have children. There were so few of them for so long, that it took many generations, 3 or 4 generations, for everything to work out for them. D. Do you think many of the old ones died before they had children? B. I do not know. I think that they tried to have children and the children were having problems living. Since most of their children had died, there were not many people. The few that were still alive tried to have children, and many of them died, but a few of them lived. By then the first ones were helping. So gradually they became strong again and they were in harmony with the earth. D. Did the legends say what was wrong with the children? B. Their bodies were not in harmony with themselves or with the earth. Sometimes things would be misplaced or missing. Parts of the body would either be drastically different from what it should be or not there at all. D. Then there was much strangeness and that was they couldn't live. Why do legends tell of any other important events that happened during their time? 66. The legend of Star Crush, B. During the old ones' time? That was the main thing. The old ones seemed to think that being here on the Mother Earth was important. I do not know where else they would be. D. Did the old ones ever try to leave? B. Where would they go? D. I don't know. That's I thought that why would be important if they did try. B. They liked it where they were. It is beautiful here. Why would they leave? It is home. D. Can you think of anything else important that is mentioned in the stories? B. Well, another thing that was important is that they managed to get the crops in harmony with the earth so that the food would start growing again. This took much work. It is said it took many years. It was very hard beforehand. It is said they had a big celebration when their first successful crop was harvested. This was very important, because now they knew that they would have plenty of food to live on. It was a matter of being in harmony with the earth. When the crops started living and their children started living, they were very happy because they knew they would survive. D. Then they lived there and grew old and died, and the blood is passed into your people. Did their first ones help them with the growing? B. I think so. I am not sure. The first ones told the old ones about acorns and pine nuts, and taught them about being in harmony for hunting. They taught them about planting and harvesting everything you need to do to live. D. They told them which things were safe to eat in the woods? B. Yes, and which things were good for medicine. It is said that the old ones had their own medicine, but they did not have much of it and did not know how to make more. Which is strange. Medicine is medicine. You go out in the woods and there it grows. D. Maybe the herbs that they used didn't grow here. B. Well, perhaps. They would have had to have been from very far away. D. Do you know what they used their medicines for? B. The same things we use our medicine for, fevers, cough and things like that. D. If their first ones hadn't been there to show them these different things, the first people, 67, old ones probably would have died right away. Their first ones could have been afraid of them and not wanted to help them at all. B. That is true. D. Can you think of anything else that was important from the legends? B. One of the legends say that the old ones used to communicate with other old ones. There was a magic rock. They would speak to this rock and the rock would speak back. It is said that they were speaking to other old ones in the void. But that is just a legend. I do not D, B, D, B, D, B, D, B, D, B. Think there is anyone else? I do not know of any legends of anyone else. The legends say this rock was very wondrous to behold. It was similar to clear quartz when you see the veins of gold running through. This rock was clear like that. It is said you could see veins of different color running through. And these different colors would pulsate when the rock was being used for talking. They said it was large. If you were looking down on it, from one edge to the other it would be two hand spans. It was angled, but the legends do not mention it having a regular shape, although some legends say it was kind of lumpy. Lumpy? I could understand angled, but not lumpy. When they spoke these to others through the void, did any of them ever come to find them? Old they tried but they could not find them, and so they did not come. Do you know what happened to that rock?
No, I do not know. I have never seen it.
The wise man might have it. He has other things of the old ones. Of course he wouldn't know how to use it.
He might.
A wise man has knowledge that has been passed down from wise man to wise man. Did they ever say anything about where a source came from that they used in these wondrous things? It is said that since the old ones considered the sun to be so powerful, that they used the light of the sun, that the spear of the sun would pierce the rock and cause the rock to be alive. This sounded like he was reciting something from memory. Is this the same as the sun spear they used to kill the animals? They had a different tool for that. 68. The legend of Star Crush, D. Then each one was used for a different purpose. B. There is an Otha legend that says that sometimes the old ones would talk to a wall, and the wall would answer.
D. A wall?
B. Like a wall of room. And the wall would answer, as if there were an old one standing on the other side of the wall talking. Some legends mention that there would be a particular part of that wall that they would touch and it would light up. I do not know of any details. It could be at one time there were details and that part has been lost. Sometimes in the past some of the knowledge has been lost, although we have tried not to lose any of it.
D. Well, if it's just handed down by word of mouth, things did get lost. But when the wall would light up, did they see anything or did just talk to the wall?
B. I'm not sure. It has been said that they would see scenes of places far away. Some people who study the legends say that some of these scenes were from across the void. I do not know.
D. Was the wall in their house or on their ship?
B. On the ship. There may have been more than one wall like this because the legend just says they would go into a room and speak to a wall. I do not know if it was one room and one wall, or if there was a wall like that in every room. I do not know. I'm a hunter.
D. That's why I like to hear your legends, because it's interesting to try to figure out what these things were.
I had to pause while I turned the tape over.
D. That gave me a moment to write it down. I write very fast.
B. You must. Will you be able to read it?
D. I can because I have the knowledge. That's why I ask so many questions.
I'm trying to understand it to and figure out where they came from and who they were.
B. Yes.
But if you are able to figure it out, you are doing better than I.
D. But it is important that you have kept the stories alive.
Do you think it was many generations from their time to us?
B. Yes, it is. The legends say it is many, many generations.
Chapter 6, when the moon walked a different path, Turin was on a hunting trip when I asked him to tell me more about the legends. During one session, B. It has been said that sometimes in the past the moon walked a different path than she does now. That is one of the legends. In the old one's time, it is said that, trying to remember, the path that the moon walked and the path that the sun walked were more harmonious than they are now, and the path of the stars, too. For at one time a certain number of the moon's cycles always coincided with a certain number of the sun's cycles. I was trying to remember the numbers that were told me. I am not good with numbers. Give me a moment.
Pause.
Okay. It is said that there were 12 moon cycles for 1 year, exactly, old time, every year. And the art of keeping track of the paths of the stars and sun and moon was not as intricate as it is now. For every year when certain stars would arise, it would always be a certain portion of a particular number of moon cycles,
from the solstice or the equinox, depending on how far you wanted to count it. And then one time something happened, there were bright lights in the sky and the earth shook.